ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
It's a very public job interview. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Amy Coney Barrett is about to be questioned over and over. Day two of her Supreme Court confirmation hearing is about to start.
After a day of contrasting opening statements on Monday in which Republicans hailed Judge Barrett's credentials and Democrats warned that she would invalidate the Affordable Care Act, all 22 members of the Senate Judiciary Committee will have a chance to direct questions to Judge Barrett for 30 minutes at a time.
That's Fox's John Decker. Joe Biden will campaign in Florida the day after a Trump rally there, while the Democratic nominee was in Ohio, saying the president is getting more reckless as U.S. COVID deaths hit 215,000.
All because this president's only worried about one thing, the stock market. He refused to follow the science.
Right now, I'm fighting to make sure we eradicate the virus, rebuild the economy, and save our country from the radical left.
Now, the president claimed he's immune after his corona infection, telling the crowd he wanted to go out and kiss them all. The president also touted vaccines as almost ready, but Johnson & Johnson has just halted its clinical trials, saying one person has an unexplained illness. The president's son, Eric Trump, canceled a campaign appearance today at a Michigan gun range, which briefly employed one of the 13 men charged in the thwarted plot to kidnap Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
The gun range, in a Facebook post, saying the employee showed up to work in a lot of tactical gear. The business wasn't comfortable with him for a few other reasons and fired him after 3 weeks. Huron Valley Guns says Whitmer and her supporters would have a field day accusing the administration of sending the president's son to a facility where terrorists work and train. The Post adding, quote, this couldn't be further from the truth.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. Five of the suspects have a hearing in federal court today. Americans who rely on Social Security income will get slightly more money next year, a 1.3% cost of living increase. It'll amount to about $20 a month more for the average Social Security recipient. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
The election is still 3 weeks away, but more than 10 million Americans have already cast ballots, and early voting starts today in another state, Texas, the day after it began in Georgia with voters patiently waiting in very long lines.
Eveline Rutherford got to her polling location here in Marietta just a few minutes after 10 Monday morning.
Initially, I got here and I was excited because so many people had came out for early voting.
She said it was sad when she started to see people tired of waiting and leave.
Just a little bit of frustration because the line wasn't moving much.
Rutherford's enthusiasm started to wane when she got hungry, but soon people started bringing snacks.
So we've had people who have brought out pizza, water, I've even had raisins.
Rutherford did get to cast her ballot. She walked out with her sticker at 7:43, 9 hours and 39 minutes.
Denise Dillon with Atlanta's Fox 5. A state record 126,000 early votes were recorded. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down more than 100 points, but NASDAQ futures are rising. A first in this corona-shortened baseball season, fans were allowed to watch.
With over 11,000 socially distanced spectators looking on, the Atlanta Braves were able to power their way to a win late over the LA Dodgers Monday. Thanks to a four-run ninth inning with homers from Austin Riley and Ozzy Albies, the Braves with a 5-1 win to take Game 1 of the National League Championship Series, their first NLCS victory in 19 years. Meantime, the Tampa Bay Rays are now two wins away from the American League pennant. Manuel Margot's three-run shot and Charlie Morton's five innings of shutout ball on the mound, helping the Rays defeat the Houston Astros Monday 4-2 and take a 2-0 lead in the American League Championship Series. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Monday Night Football went to OT. The New Orleans Saints beat the LA Chargers 30-27. Tonight, a rare Tuesday NFL game. The first one in 10 years. The Titans play after being stricken by a COVID outbreak. They'll play 10 and they'll play Buffalo. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
What a gorgeous day with a plentiful sunshine and a high 74 expected. 44 our low into the evening tonight, mainly clear, up to 79 tomorrow, down to 51, but partly cloudy and windy with gusts as high as 27 miles per hour. Morning showers in the forecast on Thursday and cooler with a high 56, low 32. We're currently at 41 on ESPN 93.5.
All right. All right, very happy to talk Lifeline Connect. This is the place that saves lives and saves generations. Frankly, it's amazing work that they do for men that are addicted to some sort of something and they need help. They try other places, they find Lifeline Connect by the grace of God, and they get here and they are successful.
Turn their lives around. No such things as a lost cause, it says at lifelineconnect.org as they talk about registering to support Funding the Dream that's coming up on October 22nd.
Yep, it's coming up October 22nd. We're going to send you to lifelineconnect.org for information about how you can be involved, how you can help this mission. It's amazing. The director of Lifeline Connect is Randy Brown. He's in studio. Yo.
Hi, Steve.
How are you?
I'm doing really good. Thank you for having us today.
Wes Taylor, Taylor Construction and Design, LLC. You build houses, Wes.
Yes, sir.
What's your story?
Well, I grew up actually in Missouri, and I moved to Lifeline. I moved to Urbana to go to Lifeline Connect in July of 2013, and I was in program for 19 months. I graduated program. Met my wife and actually moved to Sidell about a year after I graduated. We got married, and I assist my father-in-law, who's the pastor of the Apostolic Church there. I assist him in the ministry and worked for Troy Lands for about 4 years. And about 3.5 years ago, we decided to go out on our own, start building houses, and God just blessed us, and it's blossomed from there.
What happened to you?
Actually, when I was 16 years old, I had a really bad car accident with my dad, and that was kind of before doctors really realized what opiates would do. And I got in as they were kind of starting to figure all that out, and they prescribed me opiates for about a year when I was 16.
A year?
For about a year.
7 days you're addicted if you're on opiates, and they didn't know that then.
I don't know.
Whatever it is, in a year, so you were a big addict, but it was painkillers and things like that.
Yeah, it was painkillers, and just like every addiction, it progressed into other things as time went on. But I struggled with that till I was about 23. When I was 23 years old, I knew I didn't want to live that way. I knew I didn't want to be that way, and I just cried out to God. I asked him if there was. I said, God, if there's anywhere I can go in this country that will teach me the way that I was taught growing up, if you'll open a door for me to get there, I'll walk through it, and I'll never turn my back on it. And that was almost 8 years ago.
That's amazing. Randy Brown, I think you're such a talent. And I've told you this before, because you've got eyes that see with the grace of God, but you also know when somebody's BSing you.
Yeah.
They're not gonna, you know what they're doing, and you've been there. What's your story?
Well, I was raised, for the most part, in Muhammad, and was not raised in a, you know, we didn't go to church all the time. My mom tried taking us there occasionally and stuff, but ended up in a background where all my friends were heading down that path. I was heading down that path coming out of high school. Then in 1989, started to turn my life around, and then started reaching back to guys that had kind of continued down that path. So consequently, I was teaching Bible studies to people that were hooked on crack and heroin and everything else. And we'd made some attempts to try to help some of those guys. And they would live in our camper, or we had a finished garage with the bathroom and everything. And we would move a guy in there and work with him for a while. And, you know, really, it was just limited success. Also working with a lot of guys that you couldn't house. I mean, there's only two or three that we could try to house a little bit. But without the residential component, it was very difficult. And plus, you know, just the learning curve of learning what works and even understanding addiction, because most of us don't even really understand addiction and understanding how all that works and just pushing through in the 14 years. It's unbelievable what we've learned, and to help people like Wes. And it's just been an amazing journey.
We need more beds. We need more money. We need more people. I mean, I'd guess, sadly, you probably always are going to need more room.
Yeah, right now, since we just moved into the 24-man dorm, we're good for right now. But, I mean, everything's kind of blowing up right now. We're getting more and more calls.
Well, you had coronavirus. I mean, people that were off West, they were off of it. They're back on it because of anxiety and all the stuff going on now.
Yeah.
And all this has been terrible for addiction.
Right.
And people that are doing stuff they've never done because of this.
Exactly.
So it's definitely exasperated everything from this point of addiction and trying to find comfort or something.
Exactly.
And then they get into trouble because there's something going on in our bodies that makes some more susceptible than others.
Yeah. And I mean, it is that. It's a coping behavior. And we find out, too, as we're working with people that are hooked on meth and people that are hooked on heroin really aren't that much different than people that are hooked on shopping or hooked on...
It's addiction behavior.
Yeah,
addictive. Some is more damning than others and take you down the wrong path. Wes, what would you tell somebody that maybe as a family member, or maybe they themselves, they might have a gambling problem. They're sitting at these bars all day with these slot machines stuff. What would you tell them regarding addressing it?
Well, I mean, it takes a lot of courage to address the fact that you have a problem, because nobody wants to admit that we have something going on in our lives that we can't control on our own or that we can't get out of without help. But, you know, what I found out was, you know, when I was in my addiction, it was very humiliating for me to have to go to somebody, especially somebody that I looked up to or somebody and my family knew and things. But actually the man who ended up actually getting me down the path to go to somewhere to get recovery, he wasn't related to me, and he's since become a huge mentor to me, but having to admit to him that I had this problem I couldn't deal with was very humiliating, because we all want to think that we can control what we do in our own lives, but the reality is that's not always the case, and more often than not, it does take you going to somebody and saying, hey, I'm struggling with this, or I'm dealing with this right now, can you help me get out of it? Because when you're in it and you're in the middle of it, you know, your perception is faded. Your understanding of what you're really doing usually is not accurate. And so that's what's so valuable about people like Randy. You know, when I came to Lifeline, I was able to talk to him about things that I could never talk to anybody else about. You know, obviously the first step is admitting that you have a problem. I almost hate to say that because it's so cliche, but that's the truth. You have to come to grips with the fact that you need help. But once you get that help, and especially once you make it to Lifeline, once you get to Lifeline, you know you're here because you need help. And the invaluable thing about Lifeline is you're surrounded with people who can offer that help to you, and you're in a place where God can deal with you and speak to you, and you're in a safe environment. And that's what's so invaluable about Lifeline. And, you know, you may not be struggling with something that you need to go to Lifeline for, but that doesn't mean that you don't need to go talk to somebody about
for
it.
For sure.
That doesn't mean that you don't need to find someone that you can, you know, confide in.
Well, I don't know why we've made such a stigma about mental health and we need to talk. I mean, everybody needs somebody to talk to. You can pray, and that's awesome, and it's powerful and all those great things, but human connection. Right. I mean, Randy, can you even talk to a Wes? Can you talk to anybody that doesn't admit I need help? Okay, or does it start truly there?
It does. I mean, when we do the interview process, we're looking for some key things. And one of the key things I'm looking for in an interview is somebody that's willing to start taking responsibility for their life. And a person that says, hey, look, I've got a problem, is a person that stopped saying that everybody else is the problem. You know, when you're interviewing a person, they're saying, oh, it's my dad, or it's my mom, or it's my boss, or I need a better job. Or when they talk about environmental conditions, I'm not talking to somebody I can help at this point. They have to get to the point where they're like Wes, and he says, hey, he didn't say my dad has a problem, even though he was a problem to his dad. He said, I've got a problem. So he's taking ownership and he's taking responsibility for his life. All of a sudden, you're talking to a person you can probably help.
How much does it hurt when you have to tell them I can't help you right now?
Well, you know, the thing is this, after doing it for so many years, there is a sense of, like, responsibility of feeling God-led when I tell somebody that. I mean, it's just like to think, because I've had a guy that I had to put off for certain reasons, and they found him dead in a hotel room, you know? I mean, but he just wasn't ready.
Well, you weren't going to help him if he doesn't admit it, right?
Exactly.
You can't do that, and you're going to mess up the whole chemistry of things.
And I have a responsibility to protect the environment of the dorm. There has to be people in there that want help. But this is the thing. The reason why it's easier for me to deal with now is because I'll have guys walk into the program, like walked into the program yesterday, a guy that wasn't ready. I've been talking with him for 2 or 3 years, and now he's ready. Mm. And he walked into the program yesterday.
Wes Taylor Construction Design, who went through Lifeline Connect. Randy Brown, director of Lifeline Connect, in the studio. A few more minutes. Big sponsors, Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Wes Taylor Construction. You're giving back, Wes. Why?
Well, I feel like I have a responsibility to give back, because I wouldn't be where I'm at today if it wasn't for Lifeline Connect, honestly. You know, they were willing to take a chance on me 8 years ago when everybody else was ready to just get rid of me, and they really didn't care what that, you know, entailed or what that consisted of. But, you know, the reason I feel like I have responsibility to give back to Lifeline is because they've impacted my life while I was in program. But the thing about Lifeline is they not only impact your life while you're in program, they continue to invest in you after you get out of program. You know, I could still call Randy anytime. I do call Randy a lot of times, you know, when I need things, whenever, or, you know, I just need somebody to talk to, because recovery doesn't stop the day that you graduate program. That's when recovery really just begins. And, you know, I think it's important to reinvest into a program like that. I mean, because like I said, I wouldn't be here without that.
Well, Randy, again, I'm a fan of yours because of all the things you're doing, and there's just a steely toughness about you that is, you have to have that, because you know when somebody's giving you a line, you can read it like a dime store novel. You know what they're saying is true or not true, but you're helping. There's a 70% success rate here.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, you know, it's not just a discipleship program. It's not just, and I'm not taking anything away from that. I mean, it's not just Bible reading and praying and seeking, you know, all that stuff. That's a very, very crucial part of what we do at Lifeline Connect. But, you know, Wes mentioned part of it. I'll get to that. But it's the spiritual component. It's the component of all addictions push away unwanted thoughts, feelings, and memories. And so we all have things in our heart, a false belief system, the lies that we've been navigating our life with, things that have been projected into us as a kid. So Lifeline Connect, we have a lot of tools, a lot of self-discovery, counseling, and groups and different things that we move into those areas, those deep-seated areas, and we get Jesus to those places.
Yes.
And it's not that Jesus isn't enough. It's just it's as much as he is, unless he's gotten to the right place, it's not going to help. And so we find those areas through self-discovery and tools, and then we get Jesus introduced to those areas, those dark rooms, those broken hearts, and the healing takes place. And then, you know, a lot of aftercare that Wes is also talking about.
I think we need a Bible-thumping tent revival in America.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
I think we need a Billy Graham tent, and we need to start that, because that's what this country needs.
Yeah.
This is a good versus evil feel we're going on right now in America. And we need people like you to say, hey, man, there's hope.
There is.
There is hope, and you never give up. Okay, so Funding the Dream, October 22nd. You can watch it on Facebook at Lifeline Connect, YouTube at Lifeline Connect. You can call Brenda Rogers. I just can't believe how apathetic Brenda always is.
Yeah,
she's just never after it.
I'm telling you.
Funny. Brenda is amazing what she does. I mean,
she's a mover and shaker.
David
sure.
Bruno, just amazing people. Funding the Dream, registration online. You can help this incredible story happening in Urbana. LifelineConnect.org to look into it. But we've got amazing people running Lifeline Connect, and amazing generations being changed because of it. Because you look at Wes Taylor and Taylor Construction and Design. I want a guy like him to build my house. An honest, good man that has seen adversity, that hangs in there and finishes stuff.
Right.
Man, oh man. Sure, why wouldn't I hire Wes Taylor and Taylor Construction Design to build my house?
Right.
Anyway, God bless both of you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
You're doing such amazing God's work. It's just fantastic. And the Rogers, come on, man. Amazing folks, amazing mission.
Mm-hmm.
You can call Brenda at 621-9649 Lifeline Connect. You can watch this October 22nd. You got Tim Sinclair,
yep,
superstar sports announcer, mm-hmm, co-host of CI Living. Talked to Nathan Whitaker yesterday, motivational speaker. He's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So 6:25 Thursday, October 22nd. I want to be part of all this. And again, lifelineconnect.org to help.
Absolutely.
Amazing mission. Okay, that was great. I enjoyed the heck out of that. Fired up. Look at that, folks. There's always hope. There's always a chance. There's a faith in God that'll spur you, give you peace.
Yeah.
That transcends all understanding. We'll be right back. Going to be back in a moment. ESPN 93.5. We have a Stever deal going on. I'll reiterate that. That'll be next. It is 8:20 in Champaign-Urbana. ESPN 93.5.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Americans were paying more for things in September, though the increase was modest. The consumer price index rose 0.2% in September. Over the year ending in September, prices are up 1.4%. Delta Airlines says some travelers are starting to return to flying, though the impact of the pandemic is likely to weigh on travel for years. The airline lost $5.4 billion in the summer quarter. Citigroup's earnings in the period were weaker than a year ago, but stronger than Wall Street was expecting. JP Morgan Chase and BlackRock Financial also are reporting upbeat earnings. Johnson & Johnson's business top forecast, though investors are focusing on J&J pausing its coronavirus vaccine trial because a person who took the vaccine became sick. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and make it Hammer Time with Bill Hemmer.
Steve Cortez, senior advisor, Trump campaign.
I believe that there is a reluctance of people to say they're going to vote for Donald Trump because of the unfortunate cancel culture that's so pervasive in our society. There can be sanctions against people, social work sanctions, otherwise. I don't want to rely on this, but I think it's reasonable to posit that there is a certain Trump reluctant voter out there.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
You put your heart and soul into your business. Partner with an organization as committed as you are to its success. Busey will build a relationship with you, offering tailored options for your unique needs. Whether you're considering your first business account or developing a strong succession plan, Busey has your backing. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
So when you get a call, Justin Stalter, our first responder of the month with Aero Ambulance, you don't know what you're going to.
Nope. You get the information from dispatch who, by the way, in highlighting first responders, we need to not forget our emergency dispatchers because none of this works without them.
Great group of people for sure.
But yeah, if you're waiting for tones to drop, it could be medical, it could be trauma. You just never know. The important thing is to approach every call the same way. You're not caught off guard when you do it that way.
When you get home at night, Justin, you see some things. Does it hit you that I just did XYZ, or are you able to separate all that?
You know, each person does it a little bit differently, but, you know, over the years, I have been able to kind of separate that, try to keep home a happy place, if you will. But there are times where you'll have, you know, kind of some things pop up in your head, and that's when it's important to you. You know, your peer support system and talk to those that understand the job.
First Responder of the Month, brought to you by Engelbrecht Grills and Cookers. Go to grillsandcookers.com.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Okay, we have a Stever this morning, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Merle Norman talked to Marilyn Melvin, the owner of this Merle Norman off Windsor near Sunsinger. And I'm doing a free color analysis, and $100 I'm buying for you in makeup. So you go in, you talk about your coloring, and they match you up with that little thingy and that little thingy. Boy, I'm not very good at makeup.
Well, in addition to makeup, they have nails, some wigs, spa treatments, things like that.
Yeah, a lot of services
there. If you
have
some skin conditions that you'd like to talk about, definitely get some of the products from Merle Norman to help you out.
So go to GhostStever.com. GhostStever.com. We're doing two of these I'm buying you $100 in makeup. If it's not for you, you can get it for somebody. And you'll get an email if you win. So ghostfever.com, you have to book your appointment within the next week, and then you have to tell me what you thought about it when you're done. Okay. Ghostfever.com, Merle Norman, our Stever offer of the day, where you spend Stevie J's money and keep the stuff. Bruce, that was a great segment. What Mr. Taylor was saying was spot on and inspired. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Really amazing. When you see the transformation of those that have addiction and the stories that they tell about, you know, they're almost dead. So anyway, happy about talking about Funding the Dream. And we'll have Nathan Whitaker, the motivational speaker, who's written bestsellers. Okay. He's written a lot of successful books. He'll be on the program next Tuesday.
Sounds good.
All right. Bone and Joint Health Awareness Week. Who better to talk to from Christie Clinic, Dr. Scott Paluska. How are you, bud?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Great to have you back on the program. Well, the leading cause of chronic pain and physical disability worldwide, bone and joint disease affects almost half of the nation's population? Can that be true?
I mean, if you look at it in all of the different ways that we consider bone and joint diseases, whether it's wear and tear osteoarthritis, like mileage on the parts, whether it's osteoporosis, which is where you've lost bone density and your bones aren't quite as thick as they used to be, or whether it's just kind of chronic muscle, ligament, tendon problems, which we all face in different points of our life, absolutely, this is going to affect almost half the country at any given time.
How come you still look 30? How come?
That's because they keep me running around so much. I don't have any time for my parts to get rusty.
Seriously, I guess knowing so much that you know what it takes, and I want to talk about that, ways to keep bone and joints healthy. Let's go through the list. Number one, isn't so much of life how much you weigh?
It really is, and people are always telling us to lose weight, and that's easier said than done. But if you look at the lower extremities, let's say your knee, which is such a crucial joint for the way we get around, you put almost 6 times your body weight across your knee with certain activities. So if you've got an extra pound or two that you don't need, you could take 10, 12 pounds with each step off the pressure on that knee, and over time, that certainly adds up.
A lot of times it's not the gut, it's not the knee, it's the weight, the overall weight. The back is fine, it's the weight.
Yeah. I mean, really chipping away at those pounds in any way you can to try to reduce those forces on the body parts will make a big difference long term, because it's really kind of like a cumulative stress. Mm-hmm. And you think about if you're carrying a 40-pound child on your back day in and day out, you get how tired that you feel. And many of us have 20, 30, 40 extra pounds that we don't need.
Be active. That's a really important one as well, correct?
It is. Now, I want to comment, though, that activity or being physically active is not a great way to lose weight. It's a good way to maintain weight loss. So It's got to be a combination of burning more and taking in less. But generally, the more you move, and this doesn't have to be like running a marathon every other weekend. It's just keeping your body going during the daytime. Try to keep the parts in constant motion when you can.
Obviously, what we eat, too. Boy, we got to watch all that fat and sugar and all that stuff. And just whatever you buy at the grocery store, you're going to eat.
Really, and many of us don't buy food at grocery stores. We just kind of pick it up from a convenience store or through fast food. I mean, we have busy lives, and it's difficult to plan ahead. So I think that, you know, what I would suggest you do when possible is eat the more colorful foods if possible. So look for reds, greens, blues, oranges, yellows. We have a brown and white diet in this country. So if you can have a rainbow diet, then that's all the better. And the other thing to think about is eating little bits of lots of different things rather than a lot of one thing. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing wrong with ice cream. There's nothing wrong with eating red meat. There's nothing wrong with butter. But if that's all you eat day in and day out, then your body's not going to be happy with that.
That's everything in moderation kind of a deal. What about smoking and drinking, Scott?
Well, you know, again, as a physician, I'm going to never recommend smoking. There's no health benefits from it. There's nothing that you will do to your body that's a good outcome with smoking. So absolutely, smoking is, in general, bad. But for bone health, it can interfere with bone density. It can interfere with circulation, interferes with getting oxygen to the bones and the body parts where you need it. So stopping smoking or minimizing smoking by far would be one of the better life choices you could make.
And seek medical attention for bone and joint pain. Go see Dr. Scott Paluska, right? You're at Christie Clinic. They ought to come see you because you might be able to help them.
Absolutely. I mean, not only is preventive maintenance important, but if you can get on top of things earlier rather than later, you can slow down deterioration or prevent future problems.
Telling you what, is there any way to stop the aging process? Starting to feel that myself, Scott.
It's something that we all face, but, you know, we take it with graceful strides.
How many marathons have you run?
I'm just sitting at 5 right now, so there's many people that have done quite a few more.
Yeah, but why would you do more? I did one, 1992, with my wife, and don't feel the need to do it again, Scott.
It's for many people, it's that success of getting through it once, and then you can move on to something more enjoyable.
Yeah, I felt if an average guy like me could get through 26.2, I can do anything in my life. It really did give me a boost mentally and physically and everything else. Dr. Scott Peluska, how do people reach you at Christie Clinic? Is there a secret to finding the great sports medicine one?
Well, obviously, we're on the website, or you can always call my office directly, which is 366-2632.
Appreciate you, buddy. Scott Peluska from Christie Clinic, really, really talented.
Yeah, he is.
Really good at what he does. Thank you for joining us. So we have to stay nice and healthy for Bone and Joint Awareness Week this week.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Members of the Senate Judiciary Committee are questioning Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Fox's Griff Jenkins.
We're in for roughly 11 hours over the course of the next 2 days, and that's barring any procedural challenges or surprises from Democrats attempting to postpone or delay the process. There's 12 Republicans and 10 Democrats on the committee. Each senator gets 30 minutes.
The confirmation hearing ends Thursday with witness testimony. Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine trial is on hold over a participant's unexplained illness. The company not saying what that illness is. Chief Financial Officer Joe Wolk tells Fox Business Network.
It should really reassure the public that all scientific, medical, and ethical protocols are being followed to the utmost degree.
AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine trials on hold over a patient's developing a neurological condition. Two other American companies' trials are still active. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for the ultimate barbershop experience? Come on out to the Vintage Edge Barbershop in downtown Champaign, where they provide high-quality, custom-tailored haircuts by skilled artisans of the barber trade, specializing in traditional haircuts as well as new-age, more modern styles. Whether your hair is hard to handle or fine-textured, they take pride in making you look and feel your best. So for your next haircut, come on out and enjoy this unique, one-of-a-kind barbershop located at 128 West Church Street in Champaign. Call 217-530-9609 to set up your appointment. 530-9609.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is the company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority. Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
It is gorgeous. We have a high of 75 expected for today. Plenty of sunshine. We're getting down to around 43 this evening. 79 the high tomorrow, down to 51, partly cloudy and windy. Morning showers and cooler starting Thursday with a high 56, low 32. We're at 43 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, University of Illinois College of Media announces exciting news. Their students will benefit from a suite of enhanced professional experiences thanks to $7.5 million given by Rich and Leslie Franks of St. Helena, California. Dean of the College of Media, Tracy Salkin. Dean Salkin, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
That's huge. Yes. And it's all because Tracy was named the head of college media a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
look what you're building. Come on.
I'm just fortunate to be a part of all these exciting things going on.
That's a lot of money for media, isn't it?
It is. You know, it really will help us. It's the largest gift in our history and really an infusion at a time where we can really help students quite a bit. So we're really just thrilled.
All right. What do you see as the direction of all this?
So we are going to be able to engage in some pretty major facilities upgrades. So Richmond Studios, on campus, which is our broadcast teaching studio, is going to get a complete redo. We're also going to be able to do some new classrooms in Gregg Hall. So we're very excited about that.
And then you probably can get other equipment that you need that's outdated, because stuff gets outdated quickly these days. And if we're in the digital multimedia
editing and production.
And U of I College of Media is all about that. You guys teach all the different ways to do media, right?
We certainly do, yes. And this will allow us to be really cutting edge and also to stay that way. So you're right, things move really quickly. And so the ability to have that cutting edge equipment is really going to help students when they hit the job market and just to have a better experience when they're on campus.
Rich and Leslie Frank have given $7.5 million to the College of Media. The dean of the College of Media, Tracy Shulkin, on the phone. Rich Frank, former president of Disney Studios, and Leslie Miller Frank, Emmy Award-winning broadcast journalist. They attended here then, right?
Rich is an alum. He has a degree in marketing. And Leslie is an honorary alumni.
Awesome. Well, that's pretty good. I'm real excited also to announce, Tracy, the Rich and Leslie Frank Stevie J Studios.
Yes.
I'm waiting on that commitment here, waiting to see if we could get. Anyway, it's very great news. And honestly, I can't remember an award ever this big for the College of Media at U of I. Is that true?
It's our largest gift, yes.
Wow. Tracy, they always blame the coach when you lose. You got to give the coach credit when you win, man. That's on you. Congratulations. That's an exciting deal, and I think you're going to draw more students because of it.
I think so, and I really see it as a testament to the hard work of our faculty and staff and students, and the view that they're creating that the College of Media is worthy of major investment. So, you know, people, as you know, from your daughter who's a student of ours, work hard every day to give students the very best experience, and it's just wonderful to see that being recognized.
She's over in Dayton and doing very well. I told her the president and general manager over there have now taken interest in her hair and dress, and I said, listen, that means they like you. If they're trying to talk about you like that, they like you. But she's Grace is a lifestyle host over Living Dayton. And I think she felt very prepared walking in from all that she did here. And her reel was very good. And for her to jump to Market 63 is pretty good. But, hey, she's a College of Media girl, right?
There you go.
Yeah, wonderful. You know, one of the first ways in which the Franks became involved is Leslie Frank was helping students to review their resume videos and their resume reels. So lots of help in various parts of our program.
She's covered some amazing stories with 9/11 in the courtroom when Michael Jackson was in the courtroom. I mean, Katrina, wow, Leslie.
She has some really wonderful stories to tell.
Well, it's pretty exciting, Tracy. We appreciate your time and congratulations on this great award for the College of Media. It's great news.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks so much. Have a wonderful day.
You as well. Dean of College of Media, Tracy Shulkin, and again, the Rich and Leslie Frank, $7.5 million College of Media. Listen, this is a, you know, in all candor, College of Media, the rumors were that wasn't going to make it.
Right.
I mean, things aren't going to hold up and they're going to have to, you know, cancel the whole
I've done some talking with the students at the U of I on journalism and Gregg Hall, and I just feel like, wow, this has got some history in this building.
That's a kind way to say that. But their facilities were dilapidated, and now they won't be.
Leadership and innovation is what the focus on for this $7.5 million gift.
They had some old stuff, but now they're going to get some new stuff, mm-hmm. thanks to the Franks. That's pretty cool. Great news, 838 ESPN 93.5. Amy Coney Barrett is now sitting in front of Dianne Feinstein,
the
senator from California. As she's going to be asked a lot of questions, mm-hmm. and very much like John Roberts back in the day, because I think her intellect is comparable. She's got no notes, nothing in front of her.
Wow.
It's just got to be really, really smart.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could ever talk about anything like that without notes. They're just asking her, I'm sure, case precedent, all these other things she's decided, her philosophy, mm-hmm. how she feels about Roe v. Wade, how she feels. She's going to say a judge doesn't impose their personal views. Mm-hmm. They call what the law is. And that's what you're supposed to do, as far as I know, on this stuff, is you got to decide, based on the Constitution, what is legal and not legal. But did you know, I think the number's 40% of all cases that go to the Supreme Court are unanimous. So that tells you, well, I guess it's always not 5-4. It's they totally. So if you're doing it right, you say that's the law. That's how I interpret it. And a whole bunch of them are, you know, 8-1, 7-2. 8-9-0. And the whole pack, the court, whole thing that the Joe Biden's been pressed on, whether he'll get to the election 3 weeks from today or not without absolutely saying, I don't know. I think he's starting to get asked that question. Do you know that CNN didn't even carry yesterday's hearing? They didn't even carry it.
Wow.
CNN, have they ever not carried that? The answer is no. And why? Because she's so good, they don't want people to see it? I have no idea. How could you not carry this when you're CNN? That's cable news network. It's kind of big. Well, then they got on there and started blasting how contagious coronavirus was. What right. are you doing?
Right. Redirect.
Oh, man. Hey, 359-2255. I haven't checked comments for a bit. Thank you, everybody, for participating in the Merle Norman Ghost Stever.
Mm-hmm.
Color analysis and $100 in makeup is what I'm giving away this
1123
morning.
1123 Windsor Road, right near Sunsinger.
20 till 9.
When you enroll in Army ROTC, you'll get leadership training that's valuable for any career, and you can get help paying for college.
Army ROTC enhances your college experience and helps you start strong.
Visit goarmy.com/ROTC for more information.
To find out more, visit your campus Army ROTC representative or call 217-265-6857.
Start strong with Army ROTC, paid for by the United States Army. Fighting Illini football is right around the corner. And although things will look different this season, one thing remains the same. Game Day Spirit is the best place to gear up to support your Fighting Illini. From apparel to drinkware and everything in between, they have everything you need to cheer on the Fighting Illini this college football season. Visit them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign or 6th and Green in Campustown. Or shop online 24-7 at GameDaySpirit.com. That's GameDaySpirit.com.
Two words can be very powerful. We say I do at the altar, and we say yes ma'am to our mothers and no sir to our fathers. This is JJ Farney, mortgage lender at Molitor Financial Group, and I simply want to say thank you. Thank you for welcoming us to our community. Thank you for putting your trust in me, and thank you for letting me help. Let's see what we can do today to help you achieve your home ownership goal. Contact me, JJ Farney, at MolitorFinancialGroup.com, 217-637-5468.
NMLS number 1810670. Molitor Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage license.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Are you tired of overpaying for steaks? How about looking for great steak deals? Well, look no further than the Long Branch in downtown Gifford. Let Donnie and his staff take care of you. Friday and Saturday nights, you get three different steak deals. Get two 12-ounce New York strips for $45, or try two 8-ounce fillets for $50, or combine the offers and get one fillet and one strip for $48. Also includes two salads up to four sides. Any place else? Well, it just isn't the Long Branch. Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 9.
Man, I'm just thinking about those ribs and the New York strip steak from Donnie up there at Long Branch.
Well, Donnie comes from, you know, being a butcher or something. He's got meat specialty kind of thing.
Well, if you say I want, you know, a 32-ounce steak, he'll go back and cut it.
Right.
I mean, just cut it off the, yeah. So you can say I'd like, you know, you're offering 12-ounce. I'd like a 16-ounce or a 25-ounce. And, you know, you pay whatever you pay. But
something about juicy meat off the grill. I don't know. I love it.
Yep. And I still don't understand how Donnie at Long Branch gets the bones so hot on the ribs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's that easy. 8:43, check your morning sports. Good, Diane.
What a game for the New Orleans Saints, Stevie.
It was just a grind. I did not expect the team to win. They were down 20-3. The Chargers are real good.
In overtime, 30-27 was the final.
Good run back.
And one of those clamped off the right upright, you know, in the final minutes.
San Diego had a chance to win at regulation. The 49-yard field goal. L.A. Chargers, chance to win. Thank you. Got off the bar at the field goal on the right side. And sometimes those bounce through.
I know.
And that bounced off.
Either way, it's a story when you have those kind of situations.
I mean, it would have been good from 65 yards. It was just so long and big and hit the upright, and the Saints win. Wow.
Buffalo Bills and Tennessee Titans will finally get their game in tonight. Tuesday night football at 6 o'clock this evening. Atlanta has started off the season 0-5 and fired Dan Quinn, their coach, on Sunday evening. So the interim head coach is Raheem Morris. It looks like they've also parted ways Chicago White Sox and manager Rick Renteria. That came down the pipe recently. And talking about baseball, a pair of ninth inning homers, nine runs coming in. Atlanta Braves ended up beating the Dodgers 5-1 yesterday. Game two today, Braves are up 1-0 on the National League side. On the American League side, Tampa Bay Rays are up 2-0 with their 4-2 win over the Astros. And Joe Morgan is another trending story. Passed away at the age of 77. I don't know if you recognize the name from the Cincinnati Reds
days. Do I recognize the name?
Okay.
It was Pete Rose leading off.
Right.
Joe Morgan was batting second. I think Tony Perez was third. Johnny Bench batted fourth. That was the amazing Red Machine.
Mm-hmm.
It was unbelievable how good they were in 75-76.
And then we have the Illini and Wisconsin game, and starting up everything in the Big Ten on Friday night, the 23rd at 7 o'clock. A week from Friday, as we say, go Illini. They'll be headed to Madison. And then Purdue is home on Halloween, right? So we've got four home games.
Yeah.
And I know it's more home gating. And we've got the cutouts that we could buy. And if you wanted to upgrade and have Lovie Smith sign it and get it sent to you after the season, some of that money will benefit the Bobby Roundtree Fund. So good stuff happening for our Illini. And we're hoping for a lot of wins this season. Go Illini.
We are indeed. And again, at Madison, not many people think we can win that. I think we can. I think in this COVID season, I think it is impossible to predict. Who knows what we're into? We don't have fans, so it's a whole different dynamic. So it's not really at Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
It's at another stadium. There's no fans from the standpoint of
That's
noise.
True.
You don't have to worry about the noise. You don't have to do all that. You have to travel. But it's entirely different. Home and away don't mean anything anymore. I mean, why would it?
Mm-hmm.
You sleep in your own bed, but, you know, you're playing to an empty stadium. So there's a dynamic there. You go to Wisconsin on a normal Friday night, it'd be nuts. Not so much.
Right.
Echo, echo, echo. Hello, hello, hello. Hey, bring on the Badgers. You know, be mad about last year.
There you go.
Beat you twice in a row. How do you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with your weather.
High 74 with the sunshine. 43 our low into the evening tonight. A few passing clouds. Generally clear. Partly cloudy and windy tomorrow. High 79, no 51. 56 the high on Thursday. Down to 32. 40% chance of morning showers. Wrapping up the week on Friday with a high 58, low 36. We're currently at 45 on ESPN 93.5.
I think Amy Coney Barrett is brilliant. I think she's an amazing woman who has done extraordinary things at every turn, including seven children, a husband that is very supportive, and an intellect that took her to the top of the class in Notre Dame. And I think it's healthy to not have everybody at Harvard and Yale. I think it's great to maybe go out of that little beltway.
Agreed.
She's at Notre Dame. Be the first person from Indiana in 45 years, be the fifth woman ever, on the United States Supreme Court. Sandra Day O'Connor was Ronald Reagan's pick, first woman. Then Ruth Bader Ginsburg, then Elena Kagan, and then blanked out, and then could be Amy Coney Barrett.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah. Who's the other woman? Sometimes I go along and I just blank out.
It's all good.
I'm not leaving. Not leaving until I get the name.
Okay, so I'm searching now. Then
just it's Elena Kagan. It was Sandra Day O'Connor, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Then it was black hair. Joe Biden couldn't remember Mitt Romney's name then. Well, whatever. The Mormon.
Sonia Sotomayor.
Sonia Sotomayor, okay. And then Elena Kagan. And then now, probably, Amy Coney Barrett. It is 8:49, your weather next. If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champagne. Sarah Champagne knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy, or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Bummed out about no tailgating this football season?
Welcome to Moe's!
Tailgate at home this year with a meal kit from Moe's. Choose from a choice of their nachos kit, tacos kit, or fajitas kit. All kits come with your choice of meats along with beans, pico de gallo, Moe's famous queso, and of course, free chips and salsa on the side. Each kit serves 4 to 6. Visit Moe's.com or call the Champagne Moe's 352-6637. Available for pickup or delivery.
William Hill Sportsbook is now in Illinois, making sports more interesting than ever. Download the William Hill Grand Victoria app to get over 86 years of sports betting experience in the palm of your hand. Sign up today with America's number one sportsbook and get a $300 risk-free bet. Use promo code LIVE300, 21 plus only. Must be physically present in Illinois. Terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Download the app today. William Hill Sportsbook. Let's make it interesting.
Has this season of life got you down? Hi, this is Rob Dahlhaus, Executive Director at CU at Home, with some encouragement for you. Back in mid-June, CU at Home and Austin's Place decided to keep the men's and women's emergency shelters open. That's right, friend. For the first time in 20 years, we have a year-round shelter again available in our community. Even with this COVID season, God is still good and still blessing us beyond measure. Would you consider joining our giving team and help make this year-round resource sustainable for years to come? Please visit cuathome.us, click the red donate button to join the Hope Giver team today.
All right, Amy Coney Barrett, this was from yesterday.
When the president offered me this nomination, I was deeply honored. But it was not a position I had sought out and I thought carefully before accepting. The confirmation process and the work of serving on the court, if confirmed, requires sacrifices, particularly from my family. Cases are not like statutes, which are often named for their authors. Cases are named for the parties who stand to gain or lose in the real world, often through their liberty or livelihood. In every case, I have carefully considered the arguments presented by the parties, discussed the issues with my colleagues on the court, and done my utmost to reach the result required by the law, whatever my own preferences might be.
Judges can't be legal pundits. They must approach cases with an open mind. She just said that to Dianne Feinstein, the ranking member, Democrat, on the Judiciary Committee. Every member gets 30 minutes today. It's 11 hours. 11 hours. What did she have for breakfast? Amy, what did you have for breakfast? And how many breaks are we getting? Because don't you have restroom?
I mean, I'm trying to think of what I like to do and would I like to do that for 11 hours, let alone be in a courtroom.
Well, and then every word is judged and weighed. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
And it could be that soundbite that makes the news.
It doesn't matter what she says, honestly. The Democrats will vote no and the Republicans will vote yes. Doesn't matter what she says. And so they're doing their role as saying, you're going to throw this out and you're going to do this out. She says, hey, I'm here with an open mind to kind of define what it is versus the Constitution. And I don't take my personal opinions in with it. And so that's what you want, a justice that will call it as is appropriate based on the Constitution.
Well, we're hearing about the integrated mind, heart, and soul on our candidate here. And what a great mother and fair and skilled listener and generous.
Isn't this an amazing thing for a woman to have accomplished what she has done before she turns 50?
For sure.
I mean, wouldn't every woman say, atta girl?
Right.
7 children, beautiful home, handsome husband, doing it all.
Yeah.
She'd be the first Supreme Court, first woman on the Supreme Court with school-age children. And you're saying, really? You can do that? Yes, that every little girl can say, I can be on the Supreme Court and have a family.
Absolutely.
Because what if you really value a family? Some in this country don't, just like everything. You've got some people that have to think career, career, career. And I think she's proving you can do it both.
Mm-hmm.
You can do both. I think it's stunning. Seven children, husband, family, family values, has a faith, mm-hmm. strong Christian faith.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the New York Times says she doesn't reflect American values. Wow.
Too bad.
Well, New York Times, you can have yourself, because you don't know what we reflect out here in the Middle West.
That's right.
I don't think you know what's east of New York City. What's west of New York City? What's north of New York City? What's south of New York City? Okay, hey, we're coming back tomorrow.
All right.
We'll look forward to that.
I think this is a good, positive show.
Pretty good. Somebody said we need to take a vacation exactly. from our problems, and I'm thinking about how to do that. Thank
Enjoy
you.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Tuesday.
I'm Flora Adams-Williams, physician assistant at OSF Healthcare. It's that time of year when we need to get our flu vaccines. Every flu season is different, and influenza infection can affect people differently. An annual seasonal flu vaccine is the best way to help protect against influenza. Some easy steps to protect yourself from getting the flu or COVID-19, as simple as social distancing, wearing your mask, covering your cough, washing your hands with soap and water, or using hand sanitizer. Flu vaccine prevents tens of thousands of hospitalizations each year. For example, during the year 2018 and 2019 flu season, the vaccination prevented an estimated 58,000 flu-related hospitalizations. The CDC recommends a vaccine for everyone 6 months and older. Flu shots are available at OSF Medical Group primary care offices and OSF Ergo locations. For more details, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Flooring Services is a local business that's open to serve the construction and housing industry. Over 1 million square feet of flooring options are in stock in Champaign, along with professional tools, adhesives, setting materials, and underlayments you need to build waterproof showers, tile kitchen backsplashes, and renovate entire floors of your home. Over 20 years of operation has made Flooring Services your premier source for hardwood, carpet, laminate, porcelain tile, and everything else. Right now, we're starting the summer of savings with discounted pricing on hundreds of options. You'll find select in-stock hardwoods that are half off, double discounts on laminate floors, and tile that starts at $1.25 per square foot. So here's what to do. Call 398-1990 to arrange a showroom experience, a safe in-home consultation, or to have your order pulled and ready for pickup. We will help you find the right floor, and during the summer of savings, you'll find it for less. Don't worry, Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Freeze your meat, freeze your meat, freeze your meat right now.
It's the fall freezer sale going on now at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. We have a freezer for everybody.
I just made a big dinner, and nobody came over because of the coronavirus. Do you have a freezer for me?
We have a small freezer for your leftovers, ma'am.
I'm a hunter and would very much like a deep freeze. Thank you very much for having me on your commercial.
We have a big freezer for you, sir.
I am very important and have expensive taste in ice cream and buy it by the gallon. I must have a freezer.
How about a medium-sized freezer?
Thank you.
We have brands like Frigidaire, Amana, Summit, and Beko. You get a freezer. You get a freezer. And you get a freezer.
I feel like that TV lady.
But get one before our inventory goes cold.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Mike Kessel, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll focus on what you can control. I'd like to help. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 217-352-0117. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What if you could buy groceries and help those in need at the same time? By shopping at Salt and Light Urbana, you partner with us in helping people right here in our community while also shopping local. Our unique model creates opportunities for folks to get the food, clothing, and other resources their family needs through volunteering. This affirms their dignity, confirms the skills, gifts, and abilities they have, equipping and empowering them in the process. Our participants earn store credit for every hour they volunteer, whether it is a gallon of milk, a loaf of bread, a pair of shoes, or a warm winter coat. Our folks get what they need without the cost of their dignity. What our participants thank us for most is not the stuff they get, but for the opportunity to work, the opportunity to contribute. Regularly buying some of your groceries at Salt and Light Urbana will help others to feed their families while you feed yours. Salt and Light. Shop, donate, change lives. For details, more information, visit saltandlightministry.org.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola.